after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, some people mobilized on social media to get critics of the conservative activist fired. That effort even got an endorsement from Vice President J.D. Vance. While the firing campaign has since ebbed, those who were targeted are still grappling with what happened. NPR's Huo Jingnan spoke to one of them.
Alexandra said she was horrified by Kirk's killing.
I felt as bad for him as I feel for any victim of gun violence, especially in schools.
But she's also no fan of Kirk. NPR is only identifying Alexandra by her middle name because she's concerned about her safety.
It definitely angered me that everybody was making him to be a martyr for free speech and some kind of hero.
So she wrote a post on Facebook
about how he reacted to the Pelosi attack.
Ahead of the 2022 midterms, a man broke into the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He attacked Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer and fractured his skull. Days after the attack, which Kirk called awful, here's what he said about the attacker on his podcast.
And why is he still in jail? Why has he not been bailed out? By the way, if some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco or the Bay Area wants to really be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out.
Alexandra's post mimicked Kirk's words. It read, in part, if some amazing patriot out there in Utah wants to be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail out Tyler Robinson. That's the man who's accused of killing Kirk. Her post makes some people angry.
I argue with people on the internet for fun. That's really, or mental disease. But either way, yeah, I'm definitely like Charlie Kirk in that I like to incite debate.
But this time, some people passed her post along to a high-profile account on X that was flagging anti-Kirk posts. Alexandra says the moment she saw the X post, which named her employer, she knew she was going to get fired.
You log into Twitter and you see 500,000 people following a page, including Elon Musk. And, you know, they're saying you better fire this person or we're going to cancel all of our contracts.
3 hours later, she lost the job.
Just an email that says you've been fired effective immediately, and that's it.
While the post flagging Alexandra's words didn't go viral, it didn't need to in this environment, says Daniel Trottier. He's a professor at Erasmus University Rotterdam who has studied online naming and shaming campaigns. He says Alexandra's employer may have worried about the even more prominent voices, such as Musk, the post could potentially draw.
But I think it's a sort of escalation of recognizing how these cases can go out of hand, and especially in the current political context, not wanting to be scrutinized in such a way.
He says with the engagement-seeking nature of social media, the idea of a proportionate response to posts like these has gone out the window. The X account that targeted Alexandra also flagged at least 150 people in the days after Kirk was killed. No one associated with the account responded to NPR's request for comment. Alexandra hasn't moved on from what happened. Some of the comments she received scared her.
Some random person was like, hey, how's, you know, XYZ restaurant? And it happens to be a block away from my house.
Not long after, she grabbed some clothes, left her apartment in New York City, and went to a friend's place.
So I woke up in her kid's princess room in the morning, and then I went to another friend's house in Connecticut for the next 3 or 4 days.
She has since returned home, but things have not felt the same.
There was a guy standing on the roof across the street from my house. And normally, there's not usually people there. And normally it wouldn't really, really faze me, but I lowered my shades.
This especially hits home for Alexandra, who was born in the former Soviet Union. She says her family left so she could grow up with more freedoms in America. She understands that her employer could fire her for any reason, but she also wonders what the campaign to fire some of Kirk's critics means for freedom of expression.
Where does this stop? What if I went to a protest? And what if I made a sign that somebody took a picture of and they didn't like?
For the time being, Alexandra is trying to get the X post about her taken down, with no success so far. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.